Here we are, music meeting number 3. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Cody Lee joining me. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up, Luke?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic.
And Gavin Dahl is here, too. Hi, Gavin.
Oh, man, I'm so glad to sit down for another music meeting. This is like one of the things I look forward to most at KD&K.
Well, what do you have this time for us, Gavin?
I think you guys know that I have quite the rock star crush on Erica Ryan. She is a singer-songwriter, dreamy cowgirl from Larkspur, Colorado, and we were so happy to bring her to the Roaring Fork Valley for our Hootenanny with the Heathens back on August 11th, and it was her first ever gig in the Roaring Fork Valley. This is one of her original tunes called Find a Way to Me.
Never expected to live very long. Just figured I'd wander till I died all alone. And I never made plans for when I grow old, but now sweet lover on the high plains, just east of the Rocky Mountain way. I know times have been hard and I'm sorry, my love, but will you find a way to me after the flood? I'd love to watch you run on the farm and how you keep me together with your hard working arms. Get your seeds in the ground before the snow, 'cause I want to be watch it all grow. Oh, my sweet lover on the high plains, just east of the Rocky Mountain way. I know times have been hard and I'm sorry, my love, but will you find
Ryan, Find a Way to Me. And her name is spelled E-R-I-K-A R-Y-A-N-N, and she has some stuff up on Bandcamp.com. She is working on her first full-length album, and it's just so fun when we in the community radio space get to, you know, sort of learn about these up-and-coming young artists, and particularly Colorado artists, and then it's just amazing how many Katie and K DJs have sort of fallen for her, you know, her voice and then the accompaniment with the pedal steel. And it was just such a thrill to get to have her on stage at the Hootenanny. And I was really getting chills, you know, for certain vocal parts in those songs. You just kind of, oh, man, they just hit you.
She's a really, really good singer.
Yeah, very soulful, dreamy indeed. And I love the pedal steel with it. And I told you guys, I noticed at the concert, I could see them looking at each other like they knew exactly when to throw in the little nuances of the pedal steel. I thought it was really good stuff.
She also knew exactly what to say, because did you remember when she's on stage, she said, I've been tuning into Katie and K just about every day, and all the DJs, they have such great taste in music. I love this station.
So I agree.
She knows what to say.
Yeah, we do have really good taste in this station. But, you know, I think she also is one to watch because she is interested. If you look at her, the covers that she does, she's interested in some of the real, in some real important artists in sort of the alt-country space, you know, whether you're talking about Townes Van Zandt or, you know, the old school Emmy Lou. And I just feel like she has a bit of a haunted quality that keeps it interesting. It's just so not Nashville pop, you know?
Yeah, she's done her digging for the gems.
Right, right. And and then also, you know, she actually is a rancher. I mean, she works with animals, you know, in the country, and she tends to horses, and she's a real deal cowgirl. It's not just a hipster thing, you know?
So where did she learn to sing?
You know, I interviewed her, and she said she started singing when she was very little, and she first learned to play guitar with Beatles tablature, and so started off with Beatles songs, and then kind of expanded from there.
Yeah, she has a really nice sense of melody.
Yeah.
But her singing is just drop-dead great.
Yes.
I mean, that's what hit me when I was just open-mouthed in front of her there on Friday.
Yeah, and I think she doesn't really need that much more of a band. I think that I can't wait to see more and more from her, but I think that she does a great job just on her own with her voice and her guitar.
It might be cool, though, to see what she does with the band.
Yeah.
Like balls to the wall rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'll bet she's good at that, too.
Heck yeah.
She can certainly wail.
Yeah.
So what did you bring for this music meeting, Cody?
I brought Toussaint Morrison's album called Lesser Restoration. I had never heard of Toussaint Morrison before, and out of 52 CDs that week, this one track that we're going to listen to was the one thing I was listening to at my desk, and I was like getting my shoulders into it. It was so groovy. So it says that the one sheet says that the album speaks to the vulnerability of reconstructing your life after overwhelming loss and being black in a white space. And researching Toussaint, he seems like quite a Renaissance man. He has a degree in theater from the University of Minnesota. And so he's got a background in acting and dance and writing and slam poetry. He toured with a rock band for about 8 years. And now he has just released this album. I heard that this is just the first in a series of about two more albums that are to come. And I'm really looking forward to it. I really like this guy.
Baby Got's Venom. This seems to be the track that Katie and K DJs are gravitating to.
Well, yeah. And when I listened to it the first time, I thought this has got to be, you know, one of the big pop songs that's going to hit the entire nation. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, he's truth-telling in this song.
Yes, and I think his rapping has really conscious lyrics. I would highly recommend checking out some of his videos on the internet, like Last Day of School that's on this album. I thought was just a really good production of the video with the music. So,
Toussaint Morrison, Baby Got's Venom.
Pat packed up the bottle, burned another down. It's time to see if my luck is any better in the next town. Scorn my lover, I wouldn't let her in. I got these walls that I built long ago and they're thick. I'm an exit, moments flow through me. Nobody's tool except my heart when it's pulling. I tried to cut it out once, but I couldn't find a blade sharp enough to cut through the walls I already made. There's no trouble in the discomfort of the act. It's the comfort in not letting you love me back. The fear of giving you a world you no longer want. A world that celebrates the light as much as the dark. My past sits with me most mornings at the breakfast table, next to an empty chair that sits next to bankroll, that sits next to the idea you can only dream careful. We're sitting next to your worst fears and people you won't let go. I don't know who I am. Can't expect you to know better. But if you can, hold my hand. Yeah. While I'm out here trying to get there. When in doubt, don't try to figure me out. My past will make your mama run for the hills. Trust when the gravity hits you. I'll be right there to lift you. I can take fire. Let another burn. Right now I'm good. I'll figure out my luck in the next world. My lover's gone. The scorn was too much for her to understand. Scorn goes hand in hand with love. And I'm no yoga in the park. I'll take your ideals out for a good swing dance in the dark. You see, light's an illusion. She's deadly and gorgeous. And I only take direction from the local blind swordsman. If blood can coexist with the poison in my veins, then there's no wall that can't be given a door frame. I keep it locked, not to keep you out. Mama told me not to let a viper in the house. Baby got venom. I'm still a huckleberry. It's the vanity that makes the samurai wary. The jagged parts of my life are the only parts that I got, and they've made good for building a city around the heart. Wanna be right and get what you want. Yeah. You wanna share thing in a pleasant surprise. I can't promise it all, but I'll give you good love. And a full heart, cause you're the trap for some
a poet.
Yeah, that's Baby Got's Venom from Lesser Restoration, Toussaint Morrison.
It reminds me a little bit of Fantastic Negrito.
Oh yeah.
In that sense of being real open to just telling the truth about himself.
And urban poetry with kind of a raw, funky, soulful sound.
Yeah, almost a little bit of a folk edge to it, which really adds a lot. I think it will invite more people in, you know, people who aren't necessarily hip-hop fans.
And that's funny you say that, Gavin, because in fact, there are two tracks on there that you would just call folk banjo music. He plays the banjo on a couple tracks on there. It's a really diverse music in this album.
Is he rapping behind the banjo?
No, he's singing with it, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's not all rap. It's singing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Huh.
I would say some of it just sounded like straight hip-hop to me. Some of it was folk banjo, and some of it was soul R&B.
Really good stuff, Toussaint Morrison.
Out of Minnesota, you know? Who knew?
Yeah.
I guess Minnesota ain't Lily White no more.
Yeah, I wonder, do you think he counts Prince as an influence? It's kind of hard to tell on this.
I don't know, but I thought Minneapolis did have quite an eclectic scene, but it probably is. That's just my opinion, that it's probably mostly indie rock, but that's just my opinion.
I think some good hip-hop rhymesayers and some of that stuff out of there. So.
Atmosphere, yeah. Right?
Atmosphere, what's the Brother Ali is from there.
Yep.
So is, well, what's her name? Dessa. Mm-hmm. She's from Minnesota. Yeah. Obviously a thriving hip-hop scene in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Twin Cities. Huh. Well, I'm bringing to the table Raz Tyria. And did you know that she's part of the 1%?
You mean she's rich?
No, I mean that she's part of the 1% of people, women, who are producers and engineers.
Wow.
And she's got her radical bona fides. She founded the Trufala Oaks Studios in San Francisco, and it's solar powered and it's barter based, and it's a place for low cost space for aspiring artists.
What a hero.
Yeah. And she's her roots are Dutch and Bolivian.
Wow.
And she's based in the Bay Area, and she her job title is songwriter. And she's part of a group of women, a collective of women in the arts in San Francisco called Empress Unification.
Wow. And she goes by Raz Tyria?
She does. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And on this project, which is just an EP that we got, just 6 tracks, but she traveled all over the world and recorded in Bolivia and in the Netherlands and in Canada and in San Francisco and pulled it all together under this new CD. As I said, it's an EP. The CD is called Cruzando, let's see, Cruzando Corazones, Where Hearts Collide. And this song that I chose is Agua de Camelo. Love. multi-genre trilingual Razzeteria. Her real name, Renee Asteria.
Oh.
Nice, huh?
Thanks for bringing that one, Luke.
Loved it.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of genres in there. Reggae, a little bit of funk, obviously some Latin influence. Nice stuff.
Yes.
Razzeteria.
Almost an acid jazz feel.
Yeah. I wish it was a full CD. I hate EPs.
See, that,
is it called an EP though?
Yeah. Well,
And I mean, like a lot of the new electronic music, people are putting out, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 songs at a time. For me, I like it that we don't have to wait so long for the next full length. That's why I'm in favor of EPs. It's enough to be worth putting out to DJs at KD&K, but it's not, you know, for a lot of these artists, they put a couple songs out, boom. Distribute. You know?
Yeah, but then they get us all interested, and then it takes 2 years for the next one, and by then you've forgotten about them and how good the 6-song EP was. You know what I mean? If they're on top of it, I can dig that strategy.
Yeah, I think singles are sort of a way to like get a quick sell. You know, instead of taking the time to make a full production. You know,
one thing I haven't heard a lot of in community radio is Afrobeat and Espanol. And so the whole idea of those kind of polyrhythms, of course, coming from an Afro-Latin root, you know, musically, but it's really awesome to hear a women-led Afrobeat, you know, funk jazz type outfit. I mean, it's we need more of it. So,
and what is that album has Latin tape, hip hop, and reggae, but it's even more dynamic than that. Every song is different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of great performers on the record. I mean, you look through the credits, there are tons of people playing instruments throughout her whole kind of collective vibe that she does. It seems like kind of a melting pot.